This is the Iowa Business Report Monday edition, presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. In his State of the Union message earlier this month, President Biden called for higher taxes on the wealthy. Financial journalist Jordan Goodman says calls to make the rich pay their fair share are not supported by the data.
Biden called for higher taxes on wealthy individuals and corporations and said they don't pay their so-called fair share. I mean, the reality is that wealthy people and corporations pay the vast majority of the taxes. 50% of the population pays no taxes, actually. So he's not going to get a tax increase through on wealthy individuals and corporations since the Republicans control the House. But he called for that anyway, and various other new spending programs. These are all wonderful things, but we still do have a deficit, and we're up to $34 trillion in debt. So I don't think a lot of those are going to happen. I mean, even something as urgent as supporting Ukraine and Israel hasn't been able to get through. So to do these other new programs for early childhood education and housing and all kinds of things, I just don't think they're going to happen in the current polarized environment. I mean, we are up to $34 trillion in debt now. We are adding to the debt all the time. I mean, there's tremendous demand for treasuries out there. So as long as they can keep financing it, I think the Congressional Budget Office recently made a projection that the current pace will be up to $50 trillion in debt by 2030.
Financial journalist Jordan Goodman is the author of more than a dozen books on money and personal finance. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. Six issues a year filled with stories of Iowa's amazing past. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.